An eligibility scandal in New York City's public high school basketball league prompted the cancellation of a championship game. But misconduct is much more widespread than the education department initially let on. WNYC's Ramzi Khalife has more.
It started with a statement that shook the local high school basketball world. School's chancellor David Banks said two teams were caught breaking the rules. One of them, Brooklyn's South Shore High School, was slated to play in a championship game last Friday, but it was canceled. South Shore student Ross Lime says their team was unstoppable.
They just wanted us to get out the game. You see, our players like 6'7". They can't do nothing with that.
Slime and his friends are mad the league wouldn't let their team play for the title. But public school athletic league records show the rule-breaking went far beyond just two schools. That Eagle Academy Bronx, for example, was disqualified during the tournament's semifinals. Chancellor Banks was a founding principal at the school in 2005 and did not mention the team's transgressions in his statement. A school spokesperson says Banks' statement was meant to focus only on why the championship was canceled. Coaches and students are asking questions about what exactly happened. New York City Public Schools' all-time winningest coach, Ronald Naclerio of Cardozo High, says there must be more to the investigation into the league than meets the eye.
You look at it like this. There's got to be some truth to a lot of this because they wouldn't have kicked them out of the playoffs. There's definitely a crime there. Evidently, there's something there that's egregious.
A winner of the championship game has not been crowned. Ramzi Khalife, WNYC News.